follow-up our series we entitled Follow is for the next 3 weeks, we're going to talk about what it means to follow Jesus Christ. And for the there are some instances in the Bible where Jesus Christ called some people, his disciples. And really, disciple, when you translate it to literal meaning, it means a follower. Right? So when you are a disciple, it means you are a follower. And for the next 3 weeks, that's what we're going to talk about. And for the next 3 weeks as well, we will attempt, we will try to follow this person whose teachings and words are so radical that he turned the world upside down. In fact, his mere presence is already life-changing. Nakakita na ba kayo ng mga, kunyari, meron kayong kakilala, dumating yung malakas yung dating, parang nagugulat ka, life-changing yung presence niya. Meron ba kayong ganong kakilala? O, ikaw ba yun? Tingnan mo nga kung may katabi kang malakas yung dating, life-changing yung presence niya. Okay. Tingnan mo nga. Si Badjaw daw. And we will try to follow, okay, this person, and his name is Jesus Christ. And don't be surprised because, okay, Jesus Christ is not just a religious figure or some say a historical figure. No, he is God incarnate, came down here on earth, and he provided salvation for all of us. And he's not just a God figure, he is the Son of God, and we need to follow him. That's why for the next 3 weeks, that's what we're going to study. And speaking about followers, do you know that, you know, while I was researching for this message, do you know who are the top five celebrities who has most Twitter followers? Kailan nyo ba? Ha? Kailan nyo ba? O sige, beginning on sa fifth place. Kailan nyo, sino ang mega-guess? Paris Hilton. Malapit kay Paris Hilton, it's Kim Kardashian. Do you know that she has how many? 6 million plus followers. I don't know, bakit nilo pinafollow, pero I guess it's worth following. In the fourth place, do you know who? It's Barack Obama. Yung tatay ko. Ayaw niya lang aminin na ano. Ingay niyo dyan. Imig ka kayo dyan. Abner, ha? Ingay mo. Pangatlo. You know who's the third, ano? Sino yung pangatlo? Top, ano? Third celebrity who had, you know, most Twitter followers. It's, sino nga ulit? Sino ulit? Britney Spears. Kahit matanda na si Britney Spears, nasa top 3 pa rin siya na most followed sa Twitter. And you know who's second? Britney Spears has, ano man, had, meron siyang ano eh, 8 million plus followers. Okay, medyo tayo sila nung pangalawa. Alam niyo sino yung pangalawa? Si Justin Bieber. Sabi nga ni Pastor Jeff last Sunday, kung medyo slang ka, Justin Bieber. Bieber, kapatid ni Totoy Bieber. Sabi ni Pastor Jeff yon. Justin Bieber. And the number one, Anep, with 10 million followers. Kaya niyo sino? Do you know this is the only celebrity we have 10 million followers? Yes, you're right. That's Lady Gaga with 10 million plus followers. Ang layo, di ba? From 8 million, 10 million na kagad. And upon learning that, now I know why are some students act like Lady Gaga. Pagpapasok sa eskwelan, parang weirdo. Now I know. Pagpunta ko sa campus, may mga... parang weirdo. Now I know because she has followers. And some of you here, unknowingly or unconsciously, ginagaya niyo yung book ni Justin Bieber. Like me. And some girls that I see in the streets, they dress like Britney Spears. Alam niyo yung Britney Spears look? Yung Britney Spears look, yun yung Winnie the Pooh look. Yung gandito lang yung damit, oh. Winnie the Pooh look. Kaya yung si Winnie the Pooh, yun, ang ganito lang yung damit, laging hanging shirt. Upon learning that now, I'm not surprised bakit ganun sila. Do you know why people follow people? Alam niyo ba kung bakit? You know why people follow people? You know why there are 10 million followers see Lady Gaga? You know why? There are three reasons why people follow people. First reason is they personally know them. Second reason is they're powerful. The third reason is they're famous. So if you fall under this category, most likely people will follow you. Barack Obama, okay, had, you know, 7 million followers because he is powerful. I don't think those 7 million know him personally. Or Barack Obama was famous. Lady Gaga, Justin Bieber, Britney Spears was famous. That's why they had, you know, millions of followers. And to tell you honestly, akalukot man isipin yung 10 million na follower ni Lady Gaga, I hindi ko alam kung ilan dun yung kilala siya personally. And no matter how hard you try, there's no way people will follow you if you don't fall in these categories. And I have a Twitter page, and I kept thinking, ilan ba yung followers ko dito? 190 followers. Ang dami kong followers, ha? Parang si Lady Gaga, tsaka ito ko si Lady Gaga, parang sanggol, ha? Comparison. Ikaw na, Lady Gaga. Anyway, I was thinking, bakit kaya ako pinapalo nito mga tao na to? Is it because they know me personally? I don't think so. Tinitingnan ko yung iba doon, hindi ko naman kilala personally. Am I powerful? Maybe because I'm a pastor, I'm a preacher, I speak the word of God. Maybe, but you know, I don't think I'm powerful enough to be followed. Or maybe they think I'm famous. Do you agree? Nung naglalakad ako sa Robinson's Galleria, nung single pa ako, yung wife-to-be ko, yung ex-girlfriend ko, ngayon wife ko na, nasa Starbucks siya, so naglalakad ako sa Star sa Galleria. So, eh, crush ko na siya nun. So, nakikita ko na sa peripheral vision ko, nakatingin siya sa akin. Tapos nakita ko siya, nakatingin, gano'n siya sa akin, nakatitig siya sa akin, no? So ako, ngingiti ako sa kabilang gilid ko. Ako dito, ang ngiti sa gilid, pero kunyari ito, ano lang, sa seryoso, pero yung kabila nakangiti. Tinanong ko siya na nag-isawa na kami, bakit nakita kita nakatingin doon? Kasi akala ko artista yung dumaan eh. Si Jericho daw yun. Sabi ko, hindi! Ginagaya lang ako ng si Jericho bago si Jericho ako muna. Joke lang yan ah. Hindi lang. Actually, baliktad. Nakita ko yung asawa ko, akala ko sinong artista. Yung joke ko lang yan. Anyway, nowadays, people can follow people. And it's so convenient for them to follow. Just go on in front of computer, just click some pages, and then if you want to follow some people or their ideologies, their lifestyle, their beliefs, or ano yung iniisip nila about love, dating, marriage, or sex, you can follow them. As easy as, you know, just go in front of computer, just go to Facebook or Twitter or any social networking sites or Friendster if you want, okay? Iba sa inyo, slam book. Tagal na yung wala na ulit. Sa atin lang pala yung Pastor Jeff. And it's so easy to follow people. But what happened is, you know, as much as I love technology, minsan, it's so easy, so convenient, nakalimutan natin, okay, that these people that we're following, nasa screen lang yan. Hindi siya reality. Alright? Hindi siya reality. And when we think, okay, dahil napafollow ko na tong tao na to, and when we go to God, when we go to Jesus Christ, and we think, eh si Lady Gaga, napafollow ko via Twitter, siguro si Jesus Christ kaya kong ifollow via Twitter din. When we follow certain individuals, unknowingly, unconsciously, na-adapt natin yung mindset na yon in terms of following Jesus Christ. We reduce following Jesus Christ just like any other celebrities on Twitter or any social networking sites. But reality is, you can't just follow Jesus Christ via Twitter or via social networking sites because that is impersonal. If you are to follow Jesus Christ, hindi pwedeng naririnig mo lang siya sa kakaibigan mo. Hindi pwedeng naririnig mo lang siya sa nanay mo. Hindi rin pwedeng nababasa mo lang siya sa mga notebook ng kaklase mo. O hindi rin pwedeng naririnig mo lang siya sa Friday night youth. If you wanna follow Jesus Christ, it has to be personal. Hindi pwedeng pa-click-click lang. Hindi pwede yung paminsan-minsan open ng Bible, hindi pwede paminsan-minsan taas ng kamay. If you are gonna follow Jesus Christ, it has to be personal. And like what I said a while ago, the word disciple literally means follow. And there are some few instances in the Bible wherein Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ called some people his disciples. And tonight, we're gonna answer the question, what it means really to become a disciple? What is required of us if we are to follow Jesus Christ, if we are going to be his disciples? Siguro, basahin natin in John 8, 31-32, says here, to the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, now, take note of that, hindi typographical error yung may guhit. I specifically, ginuhitan ko talaga yan. You are really my disciples. So if you will read that, it says there, you are Jesus Christ's disciple if you hold to his teachings. And then verse 32 continues, says, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now, let me give you a background of this. Bago tayo dumating sa John 8, 31-32, may mga naunang verses dyan. And a little bit of background, this is Jesus Christ, pinapakilala niya yung sarili niya. He's introducing himself to people, and he was telling the people, okay, I am the Son of God. You have to follow me. I am the light of this world. If you want to be in the light and don't live in darkness, you have to follow me. In John 8:12, sinabi ni Jesus Christ, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, so, napansin niyo, di ba? John 8:12. So, ibig sabihin, bago mag John 8, 31-32. Tama? Itignan ko lang kung nakikinig kayo. Natalin talaga ng taga-metries. Alright? When Jesus spoke again to people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So basically, Jesus Christ was saying, you have to follow me. I am the Son of God. I am the Son of the living God. If you want to be in the light and you don't want to walk in darkness, you have to follow me. In the next verse, let's go on to the next verse. In John 8, 15-16, sabi rito, you judge by human standards, I pass judgments on no one. Verse 16, but if I do judge, my decisions are right because I am not alone, I stand with the Father who sent me. Jesus Christ was telling the people, I am the judge. I will judge you. Sabihin ko, ikaw yung tao na ikinig kay Jesus Christ, you will judge me? And Jesus Christ saying gracefully, yes, I will judge you because I am the Son of God. So pinapakilala ni Jesus Christ kung sino siya sa mga tao. And the next verse, in John 8:24 says here, I told you that you would die in your sins. So hindi lang to. Sabi ni Jesus Christ, yung claim niya, di ba? Follow me so that you will not walk in darkness. And thus, sinabi niya pa na, okay, I will judge you because I am the Son of God, because I stand with the Father. And sinabi niya pa rito, you will die in your sins. Ang bigat nung claim ni Jesus Christ dito. Sinasabi niya, follow me. Kasi if you don't follow me, you will walk in darkness, you will be judged, and you will die in your sins. Now, for those of you who are thinking, I don't want to follow Jesus Christ, this is the same word that God has for you tonight. If you don't follow Jesus Christ, you will be judged, you will walk in darkness, and you will die in your sins. Did I say that? It's the Bible who said that to us. If you're here and you're not following Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, there's a point in your life that you will meet your Creator and you will be judged. You will die because of your sins and you will walk in darkness, eternal darkness, because you will be punished in hell because you don't follow Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was telling the people in this verse, follow me. If you do not believe that I am the one who claimed to be, you will indeed die in your sins. Jesus Christ was asking the people, be my disciple. Follow me. Come, follow me. Because if you don't follow me, this is what's going to happen. That's why in John 8:30, after sinabi niya lahat yun, in John 8:30 says there, okay. After Jesus Christ preached all those, wait, can you turn your Bibles if you have your Bibles in John 8:30? He says there, even as he spoke, many put their faith in him. Even as he spoke, many put their faith in him. Alam mo ibig sabihin nun? Pagkatapos sabihin ni Jesus Christ, yung mga yon, yung mga nakikinig sa kanya, they put their faith in him. Binigay nila yung faith nila kay Jesus Christ. You know what? You know what's interesting? After verse 30, yung binasa natin na 8:31, he was speaking to a different set of people. Let's go on to 8:31. It says here to the Jews, di ba napansin nyo 8:31 na? Kanina 8:30, di ba? After Jesus Christ preached and told the people, you will die in your sins if you don't follow me, many put their faith in him. But come verse 31 of John chapter 8, says here, to the Jews who had believed, Jesus said, if you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. What does it mean? Ano bang ibig sabihin ito? Okay? Maraming tao naniwala kay Jesus Christ. Pero yung mga Jew na nakikinig, and Jesus Christ was talking to him literally, specifically, Jesus Christ said this and said to the Jews who had believed. And I want to emphasize the word believe here. Do you know if you will translate the word believe there in Greek? Okay, it means pisuto, which means self-serving faith. So ibig sabihin, the Jews whom Jesus Christ are talking to, they didn't actually believe. They never put their faith in Christ. In fact, the Bible says they believe, but that is a self-serving faith. Meaning to say, hindi complete faith before God. Nag-hold back. Selfish faith in such way. That's why Jesus Christ said to them, if you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Listen. If you are going to be disciples of Jesus Christ, if you are going to follow Jesus Christ for the rest of your life, you can't have the faith of the Jews in this verse because that is a self-serving faith. Jesus Christ is telling us, if you are to follow me, you got to hold on to the teachings of my word. You got to hold on. Do you know that the word believe, which Jesus Christ used in this Bible, in this verse, is also the same word believe in James 2:19? Can we just read that? In James 2:19, you believe that there is one God, good. Even the demons believe that. So ibig sabihin, yung belief mo kay Jesus Christ is the same belief that the demon has. Self-serving faith. Hindi ka sold out. And maybe you are here and you're saying, I have faith. I believe in Jesus Christ. God, even the demons believe that. In fairness, same level kayo. Lumilevel up ka. Do you follow this? If you are to be a follower of Jesus Christ, he doesn't want you to just believe. He wants you to hold on to his teachings. If you hold on to his teachings, then you are really his disciples. Do you follow this? When you say hold on, what does it mean? To hold firmly. Kapit ako. Kapit ka dito. Ito yung word ni God. Kapit ako dyan. That's what it means. And do you know that it's very important for us to hold on to the teachings of Jesus Christ? You know, it's very important to hold on to his word. I put my Bible here in my iPhone so that I can read the word wherever I go. Do you know that it's very important for you to hold on in the word of God? You know why? The first reason why you need to hold on the word of God is this. The word of God will be challenged. The word of God will be challenged. Can you repeat that? The word of God will be challenged. If you will remember during the time of Adam and Eve, do you know why Eve was tempted? She was challenged. Is it really true that you will die if you will eat this? This arateries? Is it really true? No, it's not true. You know what? The word of God in you will be challenged by the enemy. After Adam and Eve, Jesus Christ, after he was baptized and received the Holy Spirit, he was led into the desert. And the enemy approached him and said, "Is it really true that you are the Son of God? If you are the Son of God, can you turn this stone into bread? Is it really true that you are a Son of God? Can you just jump up this building and the angel will catch you? Is it really true that you are a Son of God?" The enemy challenged the word of God. And listen, if the enemy challenged the word of God from Adam to Eve to Jesus Christ, how much more for us today? The word of God in you will be challenged. But the question is, do you have the word of God? Eh, wala mo to challenge, Pastor Dan, kasi walang word eh. You got to hold on. And if you are saying you are a follower of Jesus Christ, you got to embrace the word of God, the teachings of the Bible. You have to hold on. It will be challenged. Is it really true na may promise ka kay God? That God will bless you? You got to hold on the word of God. Is it really true? Ignite ka ba dyan? Is it really true that breakthroughs can happen in your campus? Is it really true? You will be challenged. Is it really true that, purity and wholeness is possible? At this day and age of moral immorality, is it really true? Is it really possible? The word of God will be challenged in you. Listen, you have a destiny. You have a purpose. God is a rewarder. He already destined the reward he has for you. But you have to hold on to the word of God. Hold on. Hold firmly. Huwag mong pakawalan. From time to time, you will be challenged. The question is, do you hold on to that? There's no one who will fight for the promise of God in your life except you. Ikaw yun. Ikaw na. When the enemy approaches you and challenges you, I want you to fight back. How do you fight back? With the word of God. Kung hindi ka sa word of God, I want to show you this video, and this is how you should fight back when the enemy approaches you. Can you watch that video? Of God will be challenged. That's why you got to be ready to fight back. How you can fight back? By the word of God. Hold on to the word of God. You can't fight back kung wala kang pinangahawakan. If the enemy questions you and tells you, totoo ba talaga na posible ba talaga na pure holiness? Posible. Posible yan. The Bible says, okay, a young man can keep his way pure by living according to your word. Posible yan. Posible ba yan? Na yung campus mo, mawin mo pa for God? Posible yan, because the Bible says, I am apostolic. I am sent out. I am co-heirs of Abraham. I am descendant of Abraham. Yung blessing ni Abraham, kasama ako doon. So yung campus ko, kasama rin yun. Kailangan may panghawakan ka. Kung wala kang panghawakan, kukunin sa'yo kung ano yung para sa'yo. Are you hearing this? The word of God will be challenged in you. That's why you got to hold on. Why do you hold on? Why you need to hold on? Second is because some of his word will only make sense at the end. You got to hold on the word of God because maybe today it doesn't make sense. But you know what? At the end of it, it will make sense. It will eventually make sense. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2 to 3, do you know that this coming Saturday, Sunday is Father's Day?
Yes.
And do you know one of the commands, one of the commands of our God? You know what one of the commands is? To honor our parents, to honor our father. Let me just read it to you. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Verse 3, that it may go well with you and you may enjoy long life on the earth. Do you know that sometimes it doesn't make sense to honor our father because of what they did to us? I can say this because I have a father who isn't worthy of my honor. But you see, honor has nothing to do with the person that we honor. Honor has something to do with our position and his position. Meaning to say, even though that person is not worthy of our honor, but because God placed him in a position of honor, you need to honor him. Even though what he does is not honorable. Father's Day, this coming Sunday, I don't know what is your situation with your dads. Dumaan din ako dyan. And my dad left us when I was, you know, still the one with my mom. And I can say all the words I can say to my dad. I can dishonor him. But you know what? When I came to know the Lord, I can't help but not to honor my dad, even though he left us. Why? Because it has nothing to do with what he did. It has something to do with the position that God placed him. You need to honor your dads. When was the last time you say, "Dad, thank you"? Thank you ka ba? You know that's honor? Binigyan ka ng allowance mo? Kulang. Bago ka magreklamo, mag-honor ka muna. Reklamo ka na reklamo, nag-honor ka ba? When was the last time you say, "Dad, I appreciate you"? Ginawa na nga yung assignment mo, kahit kulang. Bad trip naman yung tatay ko, hindi pa tinapos. Buti nga ginawa yung kalahati, kalahati na lang gagawin mo. Do you follow this? You know what? A thank you is not a thank you. Appreciation is not appreciation until you say it and verbalize it. Hindi lang nasa isip yun. Pinapasalamat ako naman yung tatay ko sa isip ko. Na-appreciate ko naman siya sa isip ko. Listen, you have to say it. You have to verbalize it because there's power in words. When was the last time you say, "Dad, I love you"? Cheesy. Ayoko maging Christian, maging cheesy ka. Listen, it's not about being a Christian. It's just you being a son or a daughter. If you are a son or a daughter of your dad, it's natural for you to say, "I love you." Kahit ano pang ginawa sa iyo niyan. Kahit anong ginawa pa sa nanay mo niyan. The mere fact that he is your dad, he is your father, God placed him in a place of honor and authority, and you have to say and honor that. And say, "Dad, I honor you." Ikaw na. Do you follow this? It doesn't make sense. But at the end, pag nabuhay ka na matagal, now you will realize, it makes sense pala. The Bible says, you will have long life. Do you want to live long? Honor your parents. Honor your parents. Gusto mo maging successful sa buhay mo? Honor your parents. Believe me, it will go well with you. Wala pa ako nakitang tao na hindi marunong gumalang sa magulang na naghirap or naging miserable ang buhay. Most of the people that I know who are successful in life, they have a great relationship with their dads. Or even the dads doesn't want to acknowledge that, yung tao na yun, he still honors his dad kahit di siya ka-honor. It doesn't make sense. But we have to do it. You got to hold on to the Word of God, even though it doesn't make sense for now. Because at the end, it will make sense. It doesn't make sense. People are doing it. People are just sleeping. People are just jumping from one relationship to another. It doesn't make sense. Why would I follow what you're preaching, Pastor Danny? The rest of my classmates are doing this. Listen, it will make sense pag kinasal ka na. Believe me. It will make sense. It will make sense. Today, it doesn't make sense. It will make sense. You know, I'm so thankful. Okay, God. Because when I prayed, God, bigay mo na sa akin siya. Lord, maganda siya. Kwapo ako. Bagay kami. Pipray ako nung dati. But you know what? God said no. And sabi ko, God, you're not making sense. Pogi ako, maganda siya. Bagay kami. Bakit di pwede? It doesn't make sense. But you know what? I obeyed God. After a few years, I married my wife. Lord, you made sense. Thank you. Today, it doesn't make sense. Whatever situations you are facing today, it may never make sense. But believe me, you can never go wrong in obeying the Word of God, even though it doesn't make sense. What are the situations you are today that doesn't make sense? It will make sense. You know, my daughter, Helena, is, you know, matalino siya. And, you know, marami siyang kayang gawin. Pero, you know, it's hard for her to comprehend if I explain to her the multiplication table. Diba? But it doesn't mean hindi niya ma-comprehend yun. It doesn't mean it's false. Tama? Multiplication table is still true. Kaya lang, hindi niya pa ma-comprehend because it doesn't make sense for her. The same way, it doesn't mean that you don't comprehend now. You can't, you know, realize kung anong ibig sabihin nito and you can't know what it is. It doesn't mean it's false. It means yung level ng pag-iisip mo, hindi pa kaya i-comprehend kung ano yung plan ni God sa buhay mo. That's why maghintay ka lang, pag nag-level up ka, at makikita mo yung plan ni God sa buhay mo, sabihin mo, Lord, salamat. Iba ka. Do you follow this? You have to hold on because some of this word will only make sense at the end. John 6:66, sabi rito, when Jesus Christ preached this message, some of the disciples says, from this time, many of the disciples turned back and no longer followed him. I pity those disciples. If only they just stay and just follow God, even if it doesn't make sense. I hope you will not be those disciples. Even though it doesn't make sense, you will still follow. The last reason why you need to hold on to the Word of God is this. The Word of God will set us free. You need to hold on the Word of God because it is the only thing in this world that can set you free. People today are in slavery to sin. People hold on to their achievements, to their relationships, and their wealth. They allow these things to be their source of security. If you have your classmates or yung mga kaibigan mo, yung barkada mo, alam yung mga usapan nila, ating nagawa ako, sikat ako, ganito ako, ganito. Pogi ako. Nagpaglutatayon nga ako eh. Natanggal nga ako ng pimples. Okay, magaling ako sa sports. Basketballista ako. Ito, girlfriend ko siya. Ito, boyfriend ko siya. We hold on to these things thinking that those things will give us happiness. Those things will, you know, will bring security. And as we hold on to these things, you know what's gonna happen? You will be even more a slave in bondage to it. I'm going to show you a picture of a man who's so consumed about these things and what happened to him. This man is so consumed, he ended up like this. You have this picture? You know Gollum? My precious. He's so consumed with this ring, he doesn't even know that it's corrupting him. Likewise, people nowadays are so consumed about relationship, achievements, their good looks, And they don't even know, they don't even recognize that it's correcting them. Para ibang ginawa, pagising ng umaga, tingin sa salamin. May baon pa na salamin. Lalaki, may suwa ang salamin. Kasi yun yung security eh. Nagpa-powder, kalalaking tao. May boyfriend, parang Siamese twins. Hello? If you hold on to these things, you know what's gonna happen? You will be like that man. Tingnan natin, pogi ka talaga. Listen, if you hold on to these things, at the end of the day, it will all perish. The happiness that you seek, the happiness that you long for, hindi mo siya makukuha. Because the Bible says in Mark 13:31, heaven and earth will pass away. Ibig sabihin, every relationship, every achievement, everything that gives you security, that gives you identity, lahat na ng hinahawakan mo, sa tingin mo, bibigay sa'yo ng kasiyahan, sabi dito, it will pass away. Maglalaho. Bye-bye. Woo! Kahit gano'ng kapogi yan, papangit din yan. In fact, aniniwala ako, daig ng godly ang pogi. Kahit gano'ng kayaman yan, mawawala din ang yaman niya. Magpupunta pa sa ibang tao yan. Kahit gano'ng kasikat yan, may mas magaling pa dyan, mas masisikat pa dyan. It will pass away. If you base your security, your identity, your happiness on those things, it will pass away. That's why the most important thing that you need to hold on to in this life is the Word of God. Because why? Because the Word of God will never pass away. Hawak ka lang. Hawak! Anong hinahawakan mo? Relationship? Shuta mo? Achievement mo? Yung mga medalya mo? Ano hinahawakan mo? You got to hold on to the Word of God. Hold on to it. But Pastor, I don't want to follow Jesus Christ. Okay. If you don't want to follow Jesus Christ and you don't want to follow His words, sino ba follow mo? Myself. Ah, okay. Oh, sige, you follow yourself. At kasi Pastor, ayoko maging follow ni Jesus Christ kasi ibig ko sa'yo sabihin na magatas ako ng kamay. Eh, di ba kamatas ng kamay? Ganito lang muna. Oh, di ba? Oh. Pag medyo na-convince ka na, ganito ka. Pag na-born naging ka talaga, atas mo na. Ka na mahiya. Di ba? Alam mo ba tumatas kami ng kamay dito? For those of you who are joining us for the first time, you know why? Because this is not religion. This is a passionate worship before Jesus. Pero alam nyo, saan kaming simula lahat? Dito lang. Ako nga, dito lang eh. Yung mga ganon-ganon, kumukul. Taas ng kamay yan. I'm telling you, 1 month from now, gaganon ka na rin. Basta maniwala ka lang. As I close, I want to give you a picture what it means to hold on to the Word of God. And I want to close with this story. There was a commuter plane flying from Boston to, I think it's Minnesota. I'm not sure the exact location. Boston to Minnesota. And it's a commuter plane. And while doing a routine flight, walang pasahero, a man by the name of Captain Henry Dempsey and his co-captain, Mr. Mason, they are doing a routine check. This is a true story. Is doing some routine flight. And then, habang nasa sky, alapaap, okay? Tama ba yun? Himpapawid! Okay. Habang nasa himpapawid sila, ang kanilang salipawpaw, Tagalog ah, pero plano. Habang nasa himpapawid sila, while they're doing a routine flight checkup, alright, Mr. Dempsey, Captain Dempsey, noticed na mayroong tumutulog sa likod nila. So ang ginawa niya, okay, he asked his co-pilot, Mr. Madison, to hold on to the, ano, the cockpit, yung control ng aeroplano, and he will check kung ano nangyayari dun sa likod. So bumuna si Captain Dempsey sa likod to check kung anong ingay doon. True enough, okay, ang nangyari pala doon is merong may bukas na pintuan, so hindi nasara. So kailangan niya isara. While doing that, the airplane experienced some turbulence. Okay? So, naalog. So, siya, inaayos niya yung pintuan, nangyari, yung weight niya napunta sa pintuan at nalaglag siya. So, akala ni Mr. Madison, nalaglag na siya. So, ang sinabi niya, okay, mayday, mayday. Okay, nahulog yung pilot namin. Lalanding na kami. Mr. Madison. So, naglanding na sila. Pagkatapos na pagka-landing ng eroplano, to the surprise of Mr. Madison and the rest of the airport crew kung saan sila naglanding, Captain Henry Dempsey was holding on to the cockpit, dun sa ladder. For 10 minutes, 4,000 feet above the ground, he was holding on. And because of that, he was able to survive and live. I'm telling you these stories because Mr. Dempsey hold on so that he can live. If he hold on to that because his life depends on it. Hindi ako bibitaw dito kasi yung buhay ko, nakasalalay dito. You know what happened? When they landed, it took them 10 minutes para matanggal yung kamay ni Mr. Dempsey dun sa railing ng eroplano. Ganun siya kakapit. Kailangan pang i-pry para matanggal. You know what? When you hold the Word of God, hold on to the Word of God as if your life depends on it. Pag hindi ka nakakapit sa word ni God, yari ka. And as I close this message, I want to just tell this to all of us. Hold on to Jesus because your life depends on Him. I wish I could say it more dramatically. But this is the message I want to tell you. Hold on to His word. Hold on to Jesus because your life depends on Him. Amen?